SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Emulating her boss, that would be President Trump, newly confirmed Attorney General Pam Bondi has hit the ground running. She's coordinating with Homeland Security to crush drug cartels, and that's just the start.
Bondi is directing the Department of Justice to halt federal funding to sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement agents. A court ruled in President Trump's favor back in 2020, finding that his DOJ was legally allowed to deny grants to cities that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement agents. Bondi's move to cut the federal funding was one of her day one directives, which also included establishing a weaponization working group to review instances of politicized justice. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Going forward, any school allowing men to compete against girls or women in sports or use their locker rooms risks losing federal Title IX funding. That's under an executive order signed by President Trump. Also at SRNNews.com, desperate to stop at least some Trump nominees, Senate Democrats spent the night filibustering Russell Vogt, nominated to head the Office of Management and Budget. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's more proof of the Democrats' obstructionist agenda.
This week, Democratic leadership sent a letter to their members that you all saw that the media characterized as a war plan to take on President Trump. In the letter, the Democrats laid out the foundation for a government shutdown. That's their plan, to stop President Trump. And the question we're all asking is, why do they want to stop him?
The U.S. Military Academy at West Point ordering a dozen cadet clubs focusing on ethnicity and gender to disband. This after President Trump's executive order halting DEI programs in government. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 3 points, NASDAQ futures down 17. This is SRN News. God doesn't care about the Super Bowl.
That's what most Americans believe. A new poll from Lifeway Research finds 87% of respondents say God is not concerned with which team wins the big game on Sunday. However, on the question of whether or not the Almighty decides who does win, 20% of adults say yes. Separately, only 5% of pastors say they will cancel Sunday night activities to accommodate the Super Bowl, though some will make adjustments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Bible verse will be removed from the entrance of a new jail in central Michigan after critics said it was a government endorsement of religion. Blessed are the peacekeepers, for they shall be called the children of God, was prominently displayed at the Isabella County Criminal Justice Center. Sheriff Michael Main says he wanted to honor first responders and law enforcement, not promote religion. The Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion Foundation, leading atheist organization in the country, had threatened a lawsuit. This is SRN News. The Scottish government wants the world to know it does not plan to ban cats.
First Minister John Swinney was forced to issue the statement after a report by independent experts branded felines a threat to Scotland's wildlife. The Scottish Animal Welfare Commission suggested containment measures be considered to reduce the damage. It said that could include restrictions on introducing cats to households in vulnerable areas. But after outraged headlines, Swinney set the record straight on Monday. He said the government's not going to be banning cats or restricting cats. We've no intention of doing so, and we will not be doing it. Keith Peters reporting.
Dairy cattle in Nevada have been infected with a new type of bird flu. It's different from the version that has spread in herds since last year. It indicates that distinct strains of the H5N1 bird flu virus have spilled over from wild birds into cattle at least twice. More details at SRNNews.com.